measures can pass Congress. Meantime, there is a new poll on Americans' attitudes toward gun laws.
Gallup's annual Mood of the Nation survey was conducted from January 7th to January 10th. According to CNSNews.com, the poll found that 43% of Americans are satisfied with current gun laws or want the laws to be less strict. In 2012, 50% of Americans wanted gun laws to remain the same or be softened. The poll found that 38% of Americans want gun laws to be strengthened, up from 25% in 2012.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
More hair naturally? That's what you really want. No drugs or plugs, just a full, healthy head of hair. Our new scientific breakthrough handles the multiple causes of thinning hair for both men and women with an intensive four-tier attack. Our exclusive patented program breaks down DHT, the medically recognized cause of hair loss, plus increases scalp circulation, nutrition, and removes environmental chemical buildup. Now your hair can grow naturally, thicker, and fuller. Easy to use, just a few minutes every other day. If your hair loss is within the last 15 years, call now for a free, no obligation consultation. Call right now. We'll double your order for free up to 1 year. Call 800-245-HAIR. A thicker, fuller, more luscious head of hair again. Call 800-245-HAIR. That's 800-245-HAIR. Or go to iwantmyhair.com.
In his first remarks after coming home from Washington, Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he'll leave a key decision regarding the future of American troops in his nation to Afghanistan's elders. Here's Sagar Magani.
Karzai says a loya jirga, a meeting of Afghanistan's elders, should decide whether any U.S. troops that would remain in Afghanistan after 2014 will get immunity from prosecution under Afghan law. Immunity is a key American demand, and Karzai appeared to strike a conciliatory tone, noting while Afghans want their sovereignty, Americans want their soldiers to be safe. It was a departure from the rhetoric Karzai's used in the past to criticize the U.S. while addressing his own people.
Syrian activists say the latest regime strike on a Damascus suburb has killed at least 13 people, including 8 children. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian warplanes hit the residential neighborhood south of Damascus this morning. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Apply chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
The state of New Hampshire is making history today as its $700 million lawsuit against oil giants ExxonMobil and Citgo goes to trial. The state wants them to pay for the cleanup of polluted groundwater blamed on the gasoline additive MTBE. It's the first time a state claim has gone to trial, and the complex legal proceeding is expected to last at least 4 months. Farmers in California's San Joaquin Valley are cranking up their wind machines to save oranges, lemons, and other fruit as temperatures dip to below freezing. Winds of more than 50 miles an hour are making conditions worse in parts of the state. Readings were as low as 25 degrees early today in Fresno, and Los Angeles saw a record low of 35 degrees. The iPhone 5 may not be the hot item many thought it would be.
The new iPhone doesn't seem to be selling as well as Apple expected. The company reportedly has cut its orders for iPhone 5 components due to weaker than expected demand. The Wall Street Journal cites two people it did not identify by name as saying that Apple's first quarter orders for iPhone 5 screens have dropped to about half of what the company had previously planned to order. Apple didn't respond immediately to requests for comment. Wall Street analysts recently trimmed their expectations for Apple, questioning the strength of iPhone 5 demand. I'm David Melendi.
United Airlines is being accused of sidestepping millions of dollars in taxes in Chicago by allegedly making false claims about buying large amounts of jet fuel from an office in a rural Illinois community. The accusations come from the Regional Transportation Authority, which says it's filing suit against the airline. United officials deny any wrongdoing. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas. Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half.
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727. 800-215-1727.
In Cleveland, shipping in Texas, oil refineries in Seattle, and a factory in Chicago that makes miniature models of factories.
Building the perfect portfolio.
$100 billion.
Through the art and science of investing.
I want to know right now, and I want to know it quick. How the hell are you supposed to deal with this?
Science!
This is the Gabriel Wisdom Show.
I can no longer sit back and allow communist infiltration, communist indoctrination, communist subversion, and the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
And now, here's everyone's favorite capitalist, Gabriel Wisdom.
It's Financial Wisdom weekdays, coast to coast here on the radio affiliates of the Business Talk Radio Network, beaming out to you from the sky, but if you're getting out of the car, remember, today's broadcast becomes a podcast. You can click it here, whatever you miss, at businesstalkradio.net, or get the archives, the podcasts, and some of the fun stuff that's dedicated to helping you increase that pile of filthy lucre. It's on my website. Go to GabrielWisdom.com, get the free newsletter, get the reports, get some of the fun things, and most important, learn the methods and formulas of the world's greatest investors over the last 200 years. The secret to successful investing is there is no secret. You just need to know the methods and formulas and commit them to memory, make them part of who you are, and I think you increase your odds dramatically. Well, obviously, you do for a more comfortable financial future. It's at my website, GabrielWisdom.com. We've got a lot to cover today. Let's dive right into Keir McDonough. Keir McDonough's first job out of college was with a large brokerage firm. He was trained to be a stockbroker but didn't really learn very much about stocks. He said they teach you to be a salesman and follow the internal analyst recommendations. In 1990, Keir got to know a broker from another firm who was a very good stock picker, and when Keir inquired how he found stocks for his portfolio, the broker handed Keir Investor's Business Daily and recommended that Keir read the book by Bill O'Neill called How to Make Money in Stocks. So he read through the book. He began to see how successful investing really worked. And before reading How to Make Money in Stocks, Keir was using a number of bad investing strategies. He bought when the market was trending down, didn't cut his losses. He had no idea how to isolate which stocks were leading in the current market. He was excited as he read and reread the book, but reading and understanding is one thing. Applying these principles, well, that's quite another, and he did that. And to tell us his story, which is, by the way, profiled in Amy Smith's new book, introduced by William J. O'Neill. It's called How to Make Money in Stock Success Stories. He's here, Kieran McDonough. Kieran, did I pronounce your name correctly, first of all?
Yes, you did, Gabe.
Oh, good, good. Now, you are a principal and portfolio manager of a money management firm, which you've run since 2008. Tell us the rest of the story. You found How to Make Money in Stocks. Amy Smith writes about you in her new book, which has just been released. But tell us in your own words, what happened once you started to get it?
Well, it's you have one of those light. By the way, thank you for having me on the show. It's a pleasure. And I've been listening to you for a long time. I like to say I had one of those light bulb moments where after reading the book and looking back at the mistakes that I had made, the light bulb went on and said, oh, this is how you're supposed to invest. Cut your losses short, hang on to your winning stocks, invest with the general trend of the market. And that's what really made a big difference in my performance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you read the book. You went to an IBD workshop back in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
I went to one as well. I remember William J. O'Neill himself was teaching the workshop. And it seemed like a crazy price to pay. It might have been $550.
I think you're right.
But you went to the workshop, and then what?
And then I just started to become more a student of the market. You know, I remember the paper used to be called Investors Daily. Then they changed to Investors Business Daily. The paper's improved over time, and I've just tried to incorporate, and again, they're not just Bill O'Neill's rules, they're the rules of the market, and try to incorporate that on how I manage money for myself and my investors. And it works because it keeps you out of bad markets and allows you to invest during, you know, the better uptrending markets.
So why did Amy Smith choose to profile you as one of the success stories in her new book, How to Make Money in Stocks?
Well, having been a stockbroker and having been in the industry for a number of years, when the market went into a big correction in 2000, I decided I really need to step up my studying quite a bit more. So I started taking even more advanced courses that Investors Business Daily had come out with. They did a new seminar back in 2004 in the beginning of the year, and then they came out with their two-day seminar at the end of 2004, and I really learned a lot from that. And I was talking to the woman who was heading up their seminars at that point, because I just opened my firm at that time, and I said, I want to do seminars in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, we're looking for someone to do it nationally. Would you be interested?
Mm-hmm.
I said, sure, I would.
See.
And I studied for about 2-plus months, wrote my own script, went out and auditioned. They liked me enough that they had me come out and start doing seminars for them in the fall of that year, 2005. So that's kind of a roundabout question, excuse me, Gabe, on why Amy picked me, because I think, unlike a lot of investors that who succeed, it's persistence, it's hard work, it's just keeping one foot moving forward after the other.
We're talking with Boston-based money manager Keir McDonough, who is profiled in Amy Smith's new book, which is introduced by the legendary William J. O'Neill of Investors Business Daily. It's called How to Make Money in Stocks, Success Stories. Keir McDonough is here on the Gabriel Wisdom Showgram of the Business Talk Radio Network. So how did you do in 2011, or 2012, rather?
2012 was just an okay year. It was, I underperformed the averages. I found most of my money was made in the first quarter, and then it became very choppy for the rest of the year. It was very similar to 2011, which was a choppy year also. Hopefully we're getting into some kind of, at some point we'll get into a longer secular uptrending market.
Mm-hmm. So that begs the question, why shouldn't investors just simply buy the S&P 500? It's cheap. You can get it through Vanguard and, hundreds of other vendors. And you just set it, you forget it. Last year the S&P 500 was up 13%. Why not just buy the market?
You can do that. The unfortunate part, though, buy and hold in the last decade has been quite painful over the last 12 years because we've had two 50% corrections during that time frame.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's the main reason that, buy and hold can be very devastating, not only financially, but it can be emotionally as an investor. I think that's why there's so much cash pushed onto the sidelines at this time.
Hmm. Keir, what kinds of stocks do you like right now?
Well, generally, I look for companies that are the faster-growing companies that have built, as I like to say, giant moats around their businesses.
Well, that sounds like fundamental analysis and Warren Buffett.
Absolutely. Well, a big part of what I do is
not IBD.
Sure. A big part of it is probably 70 or 80% of the process is looking for companies that have unique products, unique services, great return on equity, big margins, good management. So these are the kind of things that I look for. I just try to use charts and technical analysis to help me with my timing process.
Hmm. Are there any particular stocks that you like right now? The market has, it's almost near its It is not almost near. It is very near its all-time high. It's looking pretty tired to me, but you never know. It wants to go higher.
Well, that's kind of what I'm seeing here. One name in particular is actually having a pretty good day today, and I do have a position of this in my portfolio, is Amazon.
You still like Amazon?
I still like Amazon. I think not only is their retail business still solid, I think their Amazon Web Services, I've seen reports that it's going to be larger than their retail business within a couple of years.
Keir McDonough is with us. Keir McDonough is the principal and portfolio manager of Boston-based Brigos Capital Management, which he's run since September 2008. And he's been an investment professional since 1985. He was a consultant for Investors Business Daily from 2005 to 2008, teaching seminars nationwide entitled Intermediate Strategies for Successful Investing. Keir was formerly a managing director at Bank of America, Robertson Stephens, and senior vice president at J.P. Morgan Securities, Hambrecht and Quist. And he joins us here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show at the Business Talk Radio Network. Let's drill down to Amazon.com. This is and you're right, it's having a great day, $273 per share. Back after the tech wreck, the stock hit a low of $5.97.
Amazing.
$5.97 in the first part of 2002, or we'll call it September 2001. That's right off of 9/11, of course. And then it spent a long time trying to get above $30. And it sort of seesawed up and down in the $30 to $40 range for...
...a public mutual fund focused on quality companies that have fallen to substantial discounts. We call it the Fallen Angels Value Fund, managed by noted bargain hunter Michael Moore. What can Fallen Angels do for you? Get started. Go to the website at fallenangelsvalue.com or get the prospectus by calling 888-999-1395. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. It contains important information, including objectives, risks, and expenses which should be considered before investing. Get the prospectus at fallenangelsvalue.com, fallenangelsvalue.com, or call 888-999-1395.
Lifestyles, I'm Brian Osuch. January is the time when many of us make and often break our New Year's resolutions to get out and get active. This year, new Whisk Deep Clean Sweat Ambassador Jackie Warner is partnering with Whisk to launch the Work It, Whisk It campaign, challenging people nationwide to commit to working out and getting sweaty all year long.
My passion is helping people build confidence, and that requires a good workout routine and a lot of sweat. After my workouts, I need a powerful detergent like Whisk Deep Clean to help get out hidden body oils and sweat from my workout clothes that some other detergents can leave behind.
Through the Whisk Facebook community, fitness fans will have access to workout tips and tools from Warner and Whisk to help them reach their fitness goals.
This new year, I'm on a mission to help people get sweaty like they never have before, with the confidence that Whisk will go the extra distance to give their activewear a deep clean.
For more tips and a chance to win a trip to LA for a private workout session with Jackie, visit facebook.com/whisk. That's Lifestyles from Whisk Deep Clean.
Should old acquaintance
buy Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal at Walmart
and never
forget to buy some Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals.
We'll take a cup of
Yoplait Greek yogurt at everyday low prices.
For auld lang syne.
At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track for the new year. Back by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
10,000 people are retiring every day. As the years go by, they're all going to need a rising and dependable income stream. To help meet this growing need for monthly income, American Money Management created a unique public mutual fund called the Fallen Angels Income Fund. Portfolio managers Glenn Bush and Michael Moore search for income-producing securities that have fallen to bargain levels to provide you with monthly income and capital appreciation potential. Try the Fallen Angels Income Fund for your retirement. Get the prospectus at FallenAngelsIncome.com or call American Money Management at 888-999-1395. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. It contains important information, including objectives, risk, and expenses, which should be considered before investing. Get the prospectus at FallenAngelsIncome.com, FallenAngelsIncome.com, or call 888-999-1395.
This is your brain. This is your brain on stocks. That's why he's here. The Gabriel Wisdom Show.
It's Financial Wisdom, weekdays, right here on your favorite radio station. And then and only then, there's also the podcast, which you can pick up at businesstalkradio.net, or you can get the podcast, the archives, and all the free fun stuff at my website. Go to GabrielWisdom.com. Hey, the major flu outbreak that the United States is knee-deep in the middle of could actually slow the economy further. If it's a major influenza outbreak like the Spanish flu of 1918, it could have a very significant effect on economic growth, says Professor Timothy Nash. He's a professor in free market economics at Northwood University. If GDP is projected to be 2% this year, the flu could cut that back 0.5%. Wow. And, you know, even a non-epidemic flu costs the U.S. economy a lot of money, and we lose about 36,000 people, causes more than 200,000 people to be hospitalized. And that's just a non-epidemic flu. We've got a big one, and we'll be watching that. What does our guest, Keir McDonough, think about the economic backdrop and the fundamental picture? Keir McDonough is profiled in Amy Smith's Investor Business Daily's Amy Smith, her new book called How to Make Money in Stocks, Success Stories. New and advanced investors share their winning secrets. And Keir McDonough is a portfolio manager of a Boston-based investment advisory firm that he's been in charge of for, well, let's see, long since, what was it? Since 1918. So you were there for the Spanish flu.
I survived it.
That's amazing. Well, that's the key to this, of your success right there.
Longevity.
Kieran McDonough, by the way, is principal and portfolio manager of Brigos Capital Management in Boston, and was a consultant for Investors Business Daily from 2005 to 2008. Kieran, I want to hear your thoughts about the current economic backdrop. I mentioned the major flu outbreak. There's also the jobs numbers now. There's consensus that we could have rather high unemployment for many years, which would mean low interest rates, because of so many baby boomers just simply dropping out of the workforce. Even with 150,000 new jobs every month, it'll take us 6 years to get to that magic 6.5% unemployment rate that the Federal Reserve seems so focused on. What's your view for 2013?
Okay. A couple of things that I'm looking at that are showing improvement. Housing, for one, over the last couple of years, has shown very, very good improvement, and the trend still continues to look in place that, you know, a lot of the inventory and foreclosures is beginning to dry up, and that the market prices are firming throughout the country. I know it can be very regional, but overall improvement there. I'm also looking at auto sales have nicely picked up. So if the consumer's feeling better about their home and they're buying cars, and we're also seeing their retirement accounts like their 401ks begin to increase in value, I think the consumer is starting to feel a little bit better out there. And I think that's being represented in the current market.
Okay, so you still like Amazon.com, you're saying.
I do.
Almost $273 a share. It's been a phenomenal stock over the last 6 years. But let's face it, after 9-1-1, the stock fell below $6 a share.
Mm-hmm.
Why not just buy it after it's collapsed, or is that an act of faith, a leap of faith that they'll survive?
Well, trying to buy at the bottom is never the easiest place to buy things because you never know where the bottom truly is.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of wait for the trend to come in place, and if you catch most of the trend, you can do very, very well in your portfolio.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm looking at Amazon here. It had back in late 2011, early 2012 last year, it was bouncing around in the $190 to $170 range.
Mm-hmm.
It's $100 more per share now, today, mm-hmm. 1 year later. Why stay with it? I mean, how much growth is there?
Well, that's what I like about the company. This year, because they've been investing so much into the business itself, all these fulfillment buildings that they've been putting in different states throughout the country so they can do next day or even same day delivery. This year they're going to have a small loss, but 2013 they're looking to have $1.74 in earnings. The revenue side of the equation has been quite good. They've been, growing for the last 3 years about 39%, and over the last 5 years about 34%. So really they've just been reinvesting back into their business. That's why, in my opinion, they are the big gorilla in e-commerce, and they keep expanding into other areas.
But even with those best-case scenario earnings numbers that you just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
the stock trades at almost 160 times earnings.
Okay.
Isn't that awfully rich?
It's rich, no question there. But as we begin to see their margins improve over time, I see the valuation being justified.
Amazing. What else do you like based on the Can Slim methodology and what you do at the money management firm there in Boston?
Sure. Again, getting back to companies that have game-changing technology, one of the most hated stocks over the last year has been Facebook because of the IPO debacle that they had.
Mm-hmm.
They have over a billion people who use their Facebook site. And as they begin to monetize this, we're starting to get inkling that that's coming. I think we're going to see if they're able to get any kind of monetization on the mobile side, that could really be a big driver for this company. I think they actually have a number of levers that they can use in their business to drive not only sales but earnings for the company. So that's a name that I think has just critical mass in their space, and they're really they're unique in their space.
How big of a gamble is it that they will, have mobile applications that are profitable?
I think we're actually starting to see that. This quarter will probably let us know how much they've begun to monetize in that area. My guess is they have, they have a number of levers there that they can pull. I know they have a gift product that they can use. They have a Facebook exchange they can use. So they have a number of different products that are going to help them. And I think being able to make money in the mobile side is going to be critical for these guys.
Facebook shares rose here recently in more or less a build up to some kind of mystery event. There's going to be a mystery announcement and maybe earnings that are associated with the mystery announcement. How credible is management there?
Well, at times, I really look at what is the market saying about the stock right now. I look at the demand that's been coming into it. Big institutions have been active in purchasing the stock here of late.
Yeah, so that tells you there's some volume. It's got all the right stuff. We're just about out of time. I hate to part with Kira McDonough. Kira, I hope you'll come back. Kira McDonough from Brigos Capital Management in Boston, profiled in How to Make Money in Stock Success Stories. Just by Amy Smith. Stay with us. There's more.
Gabriel Wisdom. Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedPTT3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now and you can try Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Apply chapstick to my lips. Raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle. Chapstick, apply happy.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm.
We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands. thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Changing the world, $1 at a time.
$1 billion. $2 billion. Testing, testing. Is this thing on?
This is the Gabriel Wisdom Show.
Financial Wisdom weekdays, right here on the radio affiliates of the Business Talk Radio Network. And then afterwards, for posterity, and just in case you're getting out of the car and you'd like to hear whatever you missed on the radio, we have a podcast. Podcast is easy to find at businesstalkradio.net, or you can get the podcast, the archives, and all the fun stuff, your toolbox to be a better educated, unemotional investor, an independent investor. Learn the methods and formulas of the world's greatest investors over the last 200 years. We put them on my website, give you a free newsletter, which helps you learn over time how to do this for yourself. Plus, you'll see a chapter of my book from John Wiley and Sons, Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. It's all at my website, GabrielWisdom.com. Hey, from Seattle, Washington, we have money manager Ed Carlson with us. Ed Carlson is the author of the books An Aid to Timing and George Lindsay and the Art of Technical Analysis. He's an independent trader, consultant, and chartered market technician, and he manages the website SeattleTechnicalAdvisors.com. Ed Carlson has just written a new book in paperback called George Lindsay's An Aid to Timing. Ed, thanks for being here, first of all.
Hey, Gabe, how are you today?
Great, great. Hey, now listen, I hadn't heard much about George Lindsay, so I Googled him, and I found out that he was the American character actor best known for his role as Goober Pyle on the Andy Griffith Show, Mayberry RFD, and then subsequent to that, he was on Hee Haw.
A little known fact.
I can see why you got. There's a book here. There's a book here. So. And that's
I'll
what the internet's telling me. So
I'm
George,
gonna get you for that.
Yeah, no, you owe me now. Hey, so George Lindsay, he actually was a market legend, but people have him confused with Goober Pyle. At least I did. I mean, if they go Google him. But this guy was a genius. Tell us who George Lindsay was.
Who was George Lindsay? Well, Lindsay belongs to another era. He was a market timer. Very unusual character, born in 1906, started his life or career as an artist. He was a commercial artist at Macy's in New York City in the 1930s. And as a matter of fact, for those of you that remember the old Camel cigarette package with the camel in the foreground and the pyramids in the background, that was George's artwork. Yeah. The family joke is that he got bored while drawing the parallel lines on the pyramids and turned it over to his younger brother, Frank, to finish the job. But in 1939, Lindsay bought himself a seat on the Chicago Board of Trade. And he stayed there for just a year before he sold it, about 2 weeks before the Germans marched into Paris. And that appears, at least as far as my research is concerned, to be the first really prescient sell signal that he came up with, in that it was only days or weeks later that the U.S. government imposed price controls on commodities and trading volumes that the exchange just collapsed.
So how did he know that the market would turn downward? How would he know about an invasion, a political event?
I don't think he did know about the invasion. I think once he saw what was coming, however, that's when he made his move and sold it, because of his knowledge of history told him something that said this is not despite what a lot of people might think, that commodities would skyrocket on an event like that. His knowledge of history told him that it was time to get out. As a matter of fact, he only wrote one book. It had nothing really to do with the markets, but it took his idea of intervals of time to the next step. And the book's called The Other History, and it's out of print now. But he felt that this approach helped to forecast political and political events such as wars and changes of government, that sort of thing. And so I'm pretty sure that that's what he was thinking when he sold that seat.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
He had a methodology that he believed would forecast wars?
Wars, political changes, mainly political changes, and then those changes might take effect, you know, might manifest as a war, might manifest as a political assassination, something that would signify an underlying change in the in governments or politics.
So what's it based on?
It's based on the same thing that his market timing techniques are based on. It's intervals of time.
Intervals of time.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, getting back to investing, I really think that this was the gift that Lindsay left for us. I mean, the few people that are acquainted with the name George Lindsay usually associate it with his most famous or most well-known model, Three Peaks in a Domed House. But I'm, at least in my opinion, I'm here to say that I believe what Lindsay came up with, well, let me just tell you what it was. I think this was really the gift he left all of us. Lindsay came up with this idea. He wrote, all advances and declines tend to cluster together into groups of similar duration. And he called those groups the standard time spans. All advances and all declines tend to cluster together into groups of similar duration. And by recognizing, categorizing, identifying these groups or standard time spans, it helped to pinpoint market highs and lows. And then getting back to the history question, he then, using that concept but a different set of time spans, he was able, or felt he was able, to identify turns in, like I said, the politics or government.
We're talking with Ed Carlson from Seattle, Washington. He's the author of the books An Aid to Timing and George Lindsay and the Art of Technical Analysis. Ed Carlson's an independent trader, consultant, and chartered market technician. He's also the manager of the website SeattleTechnicalAdvisors.com. He lectures across the U.S. and Canada on the methods of George Lindsay, and he is with us here on the Gabriel Wisdom Show on the Business Talk Radio Network. A 22-year overlay is described in your book, George Lindsay, An Aid to Timing. What's the 22-year overlay, Ed?
Yeah. Well, anybody listening that's read my first book will remember the concept of the 15-year interval. And the 15-year interval is how Lindsay would it was his first pass at trying to identify a market top. And what he would do is he would find what he called significant lows and count forward to a time frame 15 years to 15 years and 11 months later. And he'd know that within that 11-month time period, he would be able to find a market top. And then using his other methods, he would progressively narrow down that 11-month time frame until he'd come up with a specific single-day point forecast.
So you're saying that the markets are so cyclical that they ebb and flow with some predictive, familiarity to, like, tides and that kind of thing?
Yes and no. You just hit on the point that distinguishes Lindsay from everyone else. I mean, cycles, we tend to think, are repetitive and regular, but these intervals are not repetitive. I mean, not regular. It's not that you're going to get a high and a low or a high every 15 years going out in time, but we have to look at the market and look for some sort of significant low. And believe me, you don't need a computer algorithm to find a significant low in the market, just a little common sense. And then you count forward to this time period I just mentioned. Well, to get back to your original question, what's a 22-year overlay? Then what Lindsay did to try and decide whether this top 15 years later was going to be a significant top, what he would call a moment of truth, or just a simple correction in an ongoing bull market, he would then look at how the market looked at certain intervals, and I called it the 22-year overlay because that's the longest interval, but he would look to see, was there a bottom not only 15 years, you know, at the 15-year point before our projected moment of truth, but was there a low 22 years previous, and was there a low 8 years previous? And depending on how these points in the market lined up with these intervals, would tell him how significant the coming high was going to be. So, for example, if on each of those interval dates, 22 years, 15 years, and 8 years, if we're seeing significant important lows hit, then he would know that the moment of truth is going to be a very significant top. And the best example I can give you is the top leading up to 1929. If only two of the three intervals were at significant lows, then he would figure, well, it's going to be a bear market, but it may not be, you know, a wealth-destroying, career-ending bear market that you end up when all three of the intervals are spaced properly.
So I see. So it's about intervals, not cycles per se.
Correct.
That's the genius and contribution of George Lindsay. The book is called George Lindsay's An Aid to Timing, annotated edition. It's by our guest Ed Carlson in paperback. The foreword is by the legendary Joe Granville. Ed, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book. Stay with us. A blindfolded monkey.
The Gabriel Wisdom Show.
Wall Street is the only marketplace in the world where nobody wants the merchandise after it goes on sale. The public loves stocks when they've gone up, avoids them when they've fallen, and is fearful of them when prices are down 50% or more. That's why American Money Management created a public mutual fund focused on quality companies that have fallen to substantial discounts. We call it the Fallen Angels Value Fund, managed by noted bargain hunter Michael Moore. What can Fallen Angels do for you? Get started. Go to the website at fallenangelsvalue.com or get the prospectus by calling 888-999-1395. Read the prospectus carefully before investing. It contains important information, including objectives, risks, and expenses which should be considered before investing. Get the prospectus at fallenangelsvalue.com, fallenangelsvalue.com, or call 888-999-1395.
The following from News Broadcast Network.
The annual International CES in Las Vegas showcases the newest and best across the entire spectrum of consumer electronics products. With a record number of exhibits, this year's show is the biggest ever, according to CEA spokesperson Jim Berry.
The 2013 CES is the world's largest annual innovation event, making Las Vegas the center of the digital universe every January.
This year's show features 3,000 tech companies. I'm John Tridden.
Wild Card Weekend is over, and the road to the Super Bowl is shaping up. NFL Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman.
The National Football League and Ticketmaster have partnered to create NFL Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster. The NFL and Ticketmaster are able to deliver fans exclusive access to Ticketmaster verified, guaranteed, authentic NFL game tickets.
NFL Ticket Exchange by Ticketmaster is accessible from Ticketmaster.com and NFL.com. I'm Lee Shepard.
Should old acquaintance
buy Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal at Walmart?
And never
forget to buy some Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals.
We'll take a cup of
Yoplait Greek yogurt at everyday low prices.
For old
at Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track for the new year. Back by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Well, Flo, this is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Get your money out of bed and put it to work on the Gabe Wisdom Show.
You're listening to the Gabe Wisdom Show.
Now we're starting to roll, boys!
On the Business Talk Radio Network.
We're starting to roll. We are, you know, stocking and bonding and rocking and rolling right here on Financial Wisdom with Gabriel Wisdom, weekdays on the radio affiliates of the Business Talk Radio Network. And then, of course, there's the podcast at businesstalkradio.net or my website, gabrielwisdom.com. Hey, I hope you're getting the Fallen Angels Report. This is the free newsletter companion to Financial Wisdom. Been doing this now for, 12 years? Sending it out to thousands of our listeners, and I know it has helped a lot of people to learn and apply the methods and formulas of the world's greatest investors. Why not pay the great investors the sincerest form of flattery? Imitate them. That's what they did to learn how to become great investors. They didn't invent these principles and these methods. They, in some cases, refined them, but in every case, they learned them, and so can you. And we put them in the newsletter, which comes to you every 2 weeks, and you will learn over time how to do this for yourself. The Fallen Angels Report, want to send it out to you for free. All we need is your name and email address. We don't share that information with anybody. You will not receive any advertisements. You won't get any calls. Just give us your name and email address in confidence. Sign up for the free Fallen Angels Report at GabrielWisdom.com. Also, you may want to get a copy of my book from John Wiley & Sons. That's really the reference book for learning how to profit on fallen angels. They've fallen, but they should be higher. We were talking with somebody just in the first part of the show, Keir McDonough, about Amazon.com. He loves Amazon right here in the $270 range. But what a fallen angel opportunity that was, under $10 a share. It stayed there for a while in 2001, 2002. It trended in the $30 to $40 range while growing revenue and earnings rather rapidly. Revenue is growing, I should say, rather rapidly in the $30 and $40 range. Here it is. Now, $273 a share. Fallen angels are common, but knowing the great ones from the not so great, the high probability picks from the low probability dogs, well, that's quite another thing altogether. And I profile the methods and formulas in a very simple, easy to read fashion. You can read one chapter at a sitting, and in 30 days, I believe you'll be a much better investor. So get my book. It's priced like a paperback, but it is in hardcover. You can get it at Amazon.com, as a matter of fact. Just put my name in there. Gabriel Wisdom, up it comes. Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. Hey, you know, Burton Malkiel, professor at Princeton, famously wrote in his book, A Random Walk Down Wall Street, that a blindfolded monkey throwing darts at a newspaper's financial pages could select a portfolio that would do just as well as one carefully selected by the experts. He apparently believed that, but we know from Jason Zweig's interview with Professor Malkiel that he does use money managers. So maybe he found that a blindfolded monkey throwing darts at the newspaper's financial pages wasn't going to give him superior performance. The world's greatest investors have consistently and successfully challenged Professor Malkiel's bold assumptions, and here's why. When a company's shareholder equity, or book value as it's known, increases annually, not only is time on your side, but the laws of mathematics come into play. The math of compounding values works on shareholder equity or book value, just like it grows money in an interest-bearing account or security. Take the old rule of 72. Start by dividing the number 72 by the expected rate of return for a given company. So let's consider a return of 10%. Companies returning to shareholders, growing its book value at a 10% rate. So since 72 divided by 10 equals 7.2, an investment in a company with a 10% return will allow us to double our money in 7.2 years, assuming they continue to grow the book value at 10% a year. That's good, but Dewdney's Law of Zero Return. You remember old Dewdney? I write about him in my book, Wisdom on Value Investing, How to Profit on Fallen Angels. But anyway, Dewdney's Law of Zero Return shows that taxes and inflation can chew up a 10% return like a dog on a steak bone. So by the rule of 72, we can see that a 15% return allows us to double our money in 4.8 years. That's more interesting, especially since you're taking on market and inflation risk. So how do you determine book value? Before you can put a time on your side, you must find the right investments that are going to pay off over your time horizon. It all starts with the determination of a company's shareholder equity or book value. The book value, it's a bottom line assessment by an independent source, usually an auditor, of a company's real value. This valuation is arrived at by auditors who seek to determine the actual value of each share of the enterprise, independent of the market price, so book value is oftentimes higher or lower than the stated share price of the stock. The process is similar to an appraisal conducted on a piece of real estate. All the company's assets are considered, from the patents that it holds to its hard assets, such as plants, equipment, and real estate. Everything is based or value-based on what people are willing to pay, and an estimated fair market value is determined. The point of the exercise is to determine what the company's actually worth, not just what the stock market's quoted price might indicate. Some companies actually have a negative book value, and they're essentially worth nothing or even less than nothing. If such a business fails, the debtors, the bondholders, they won't get all their money back. In this situation, there's no equity for shareholders, even though the stock market might put a value on the shares based on what might happen in the future. Human nature makes us place a premium on the familiar, or for coveted items, the hottest toy, the hottest book, or collectible. Fabergé eggs or original Spider-Man comic books, they all trade at a big premium. But stocks have personalities, too, and a hometown advantage as well. We like the familiar. Some well-known issues move in a predictable range of highs and lows over a period of many years, and you'll pay a premium, but every once in a while they go on sale. Return on equity, the rate at which the book value is growing, that's the crucial factor, and we go into that in detail in the Fallen Angels Report, the free newsletter companion to Financial Wisdom. Sign up for it in confidence. Go to my website, GabrielWisdom.com. Let me know how you're doing. Hey, thanks to Nuno, our producer. Thank you to our guests. And thanks to you for being here. Until next time, this is GW for the Business Talk Radio Network.
The Gabriel Wisdom Show and GabrielWisdom.com.
Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.